Listen to this sound caught on surveillance cameras. It's chilling, but what forensics experts hear is the gunshots, a shotgun, then a pistol. What can they learn? With the increased use of cameras and cell phones, acoustic forensics is an evolving field. Leading it, Robert Maher, an expert in gunshots, also a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Montana State University. He joins us from Bozeman. Professor Maher, welcome.
Good afternoon.
I want to start with a fascinating case out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Two shots are fired. One man was killed. Another is injured. The injured man claimed that he was firing in self-defense. In other words, the dead man had fired first. There were eyewitnesses, but the shots were so close together, people really didn't know. You found out what?
In that particular case, it happened that down the street from where this incident occurred, there was a residence that had several home security cameras mounted around the house, and the homeowner also had the sound recorded at each of those locations. And so although the cameras were not positioned in such a way to see the incident, the microphones were able to pick up the sound of the gunfire.
And what did that sound, what did those, audio waves tell you?
In this particular case, the sounds were recorded along with not only the bang of the gun, which we call the muzzle blast, but also the echoes of that sound off the ground, nearby buildings, and surrounding surfaces. And so my interpretation of the evidence was that the gunshot sounds of two similar handguns, there was a difference between the sound that was recorded from those two guns and the reflection that was very apparent in one of the recordings was attributable to that gun pointing down the block toward a large building at the end of the street, which then caused a very distinct echo to be picked up in the recording. The firearm, which was pointing the other direction, held by the other individual, had a quieter sound in the reverse direction. And so the difference in this echo pattern of these two closely spaced firearms led to the conclusion that the first shooter was pointed in the north direction, and combined with the other evidence and eyewitnesses, that led to a conclusion about who shot first.
Wow, that it was the wounded man who said he fired second in self-defense who actually fired first. What are some of the other things that you can tell from looking at the sound wave of a bullet? Can you know exactly what kind of a gun is used if you see the wave?
We've done special recordings that we do here at a shooting range where we're using precision microphones, and we elevate the shooting position and the microphones off the ground so we can get what is called an anechoic recording or no echo recording that is just the sound of the gun without any of the characteristic reflections. And we do see noticeable and regular differences between different types of firearms and different ammunition in those firearms. And the question that we're still researching is how much of that detail is going to be present in what is likely to be a less reliable recording from a voice recorder or a cell phone or some other device that isn't as carefully prepared as we do in our experimental tests.
Yeah. If this is going to be going to court, if this is going to say to an injured man, actually, you shot first, which certainly might change his future, what do you worry about getting wrong?
Well, I think in any kind of forensic science, there is a need to remember that forensic experts are not in court to be an advocate of a particular conclusion about the guilt or innocence of a person involved. The experts are there to explain the science and what is scientifically possible as best as we can, and to give the court some education about how these things are interpreted and how the evidence fits together from a variety of sources. So part of my involvement and part of my work as a researcher is to do as much as I can to try to make this a more scientific and objective field of study.
And we understand that you became interested in this when a lawyer friend, a defense attorney, was asking you one of those who shot first questions that we talked about earlier, but it had to do with an emergency call center recording. What happened there?
In these cases, and this was probably a little over 10 years ago, the question was whether it was possible from a recorded telephone call in which a gunshot was heard in the background, whether it was possible to identify the very specific firearm that made that sound down to the serial number. And my initial reaction at that time was, well, I certainly don't think that's possible. And it was only later when I got off the phone, I started wondering, well, I really, you know, don't know scientifically what might be possible. And that is one of the things that led me to start getting involved in this kind of research.
That's Robert Maher, professor of electrical and computer engineering at Montana State University, but also an expert in the growing field of audio forensics, and he specifically studies gunshot sounds. Well, Professor, it's chilling, of course, because we're talking about bullets and often, you know, used in crime, but also fascinating. So thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, Robin. Thanks.